Are you slashing your art prices out of fear or impatience? Do you find yourself expecting immediate results? Listen up, my friend. Today is a day to stand confidently in the value of your art and remarket your art at higher prices. Right, Lola? I coach my students to raise their art prices, and we want you to break free from underpricing. Today, we'll explore three strategies to sell your art effectively and stop pricing too low. Like the power of tiered pricing to boost your sales and profits, and how remarketing and your self-worth ties into your prices and your profits. Remember the rule of seven that we talked about last time? A customer needs to see your offer at least seven times before they will take action. But listen to the episode to learn about the dangers of how that rule of seven can turn into a rule of 21. Let's do this. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you'll get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've helped thousands of artists realize and achieve their dream. I'm an artist, marketing coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, and your new art business bestie. As the how-to girl, I'll give you all the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you can feel like the badass that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. If you're watching on YouTube, this is Lola Bear. This is my dog, not Nala, that bitch we were talking about on the last two episodes. And I say bitch because let me tell you something. Bye, Lola. Let's put you back to bed. Now, I told you that Nala was getting her portrait painted upstairs. I am literally putting her on a pedestal. And my boyfriend Trevor is moving in. Super exciting news. So I have been clearing space for him. I am moving my beautiful spring dresses out of the closet and laying them on the guest bed. They lay there for maybe a day. I walk into the bedroom and I'm like, oh my God, Trevor, come in here. Nala has shit on my clothes. So she is no longer my muse. Her portrait's on hold. Just kidding. Her portrait might be a little bit on hold because I am very busy planning something new for my artpreneurs. Coming soon is a very special enrollment period for the 2024 Artpreneur Academy cohort. To join the waitlist for the 2024 cohort, visit JennaWebArt/Artpreneur Academy now. I've got some amazing things planned that you won't want to miss. Before we dive into today's three strategies, I've got to make sure you know about the Empowered Artist Challenge going on right now. I am having so much fun meeting the new faces and interacting with you on social media, especially when I get to shout you out. The challenge is taking place right now through April 12th, and it's so easy to participate. To sign up for free, go to JennaWebArt.com/podcast right now, and I'll send you a PDF guide with all of the details. Let's dive into our three strategies. Strategy number one. It's so important to offer tiered pricing so you can offer your customers upsells and downsells and meet them where they are in their budget. For example, prints are always going to be priced less than your original pieces of art. And commissions, or what you do made to order, those are always going to be priced much higher than originals. Or if they're not in your pricing model, they should be. So offering a tiered value stack of offers, super important in your business. And small paintings should always be priced lower than large paintings. What I love about tiered pricing is, number one, it meets your customer where they are so that whatever their budget is, they can spend it right then and there. The second thing I love about tiered pricing is it takes the pressure off of you to price for the masses. The right buyer will buy your art at the full value, and that will feel so good. So hang tight, my friend, and keep that full price locked in because the next two strategies will help with that. Now, piggybacking off of last week's episode, the rule of seven, the second strategy is to remarket your artwork. Because promoting your art one time is not enough. We want to avoid the biggest mistake I see with artists is the mic drop. Promoting your art once and then walking away. That doesn't work. To recap, the rule of seven is a marketing principle that a customer typically needs to see an offer at least seven times before taking action or making a purchase. The caveat to this is that this is going to vary widely depending on the industry, the platform you're making the offer, the quality of your offer, what you're saying and what you're doing in that offer, in that copy. There's a lot of factors at play. And here's the biggest factor. If you've already established tiered pricing in your business model, then price is not your issue with selling. It is creating connection with your art and the buyer. Emotional connection. That means sharing your purpose and your why. Why you created that art piece. Listen in. If you have not built a strong connection with your audience through your story and your purpose, like we've talked about in many episodes, then I would multiply the rule of seven by three. And market that piece of art at least 21 times. That's how powerful your why is. It's the biggest shortcut. So instead of tossing more offers out there, focus on more purpose-driven marketing content, more purpose-driven posts and emails, as mentioned in episodes 3 and 10, and that I've talked about so much on this podcast. If you want a major shortcut to the remarketing rule, the best way to do it is nailing your why. And I have the ultimate free guide to walk you through exactly how to do it. It's called Define Your Why to Sell Your Art More Effectively. Inside this free guide, you'll learn 4 ways to use your why to sell your art more effectively, how to write a deeper artist statement, how to bust through writer's block. Plus, I share my life-changing practice backed by neuroscience that has made me a better human and artpreneur. To get your free guide now, go to jennawebart.com/define-your-why. Again, that's jennawebart.com/define-your-why. I know you will love this. So we've talked about how when your painting doesn't sell the first time, you're disappointed. But when it doesn't sell that third or fourth time, that's when the emotions and the really negative self-talk come rolling in. That's when it gets really tough. And I know this from experience. But remarketing your art takes the pressure out of needing to win the lottery on the first time, which is unrealistic. It's all about novelty, right? That work of art may be old news to you, but to that customer who's seeing it for the first time, it's a shiny, glimmering gem, like these beautiful crystals I have back here. So don't let that negative self-talk get you down. The rule of seven is a marketing principle that you just need to put to practice, along with an unshakable artpreneur mindset, and I can help you with both. If you want to collapse time of the rule of seven, so it's not the rule of 21, that is a strategy that we cover in Artpreneur Academy. Exactly how to find your ideal clients online, how to make a quality, irresistible offer, and tighten up your branding so your clients fall in love with you fast. Only in Artpreneur Academy do you capture the most sales and profit by offering a tiered stack of valuable offers from low to high. Raise your art prices and follow a very specific art pricing model. Artpreneur Academy is the only course you need to become a fully independent art business owner, and you get personalized coaching and support to make sure you succeed. Jump on our waitlist by going to jennawebart.com/artpreneuracademy or click the link in the show notes. The third strategy. You must believe you are worth your price, every single penny. You must understand the value your art brings to the world. You have to be able to answer these questions for yourself. What is the emotional impact of owning your artwork? What do your collectors tell you? What do you feel about the value of the artwork you've collected for your own home? What does it mean to you? What does it bring to your life? How does it change your environment and your mood? Secondly, you must value your time. Every minute spent creating that work of art is a choice that you are making to invest in that piece. And that's why I believe so strongly that you are paid your worth as an artist and that you raise your prices. So make sure your price conveys that you are a professional artist. Your price needs to cover all of your time and expenses and pay you a profit. Remember to make your art more valuable and pack a powerful purpose. Download the free Define Your Why guide now at jennawebart.com/defineyourwhy. You're going to love it. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with another artist or share it on social media and tag me at Jenna Webb Art so I can personally thank you. To grow your art business right now, check out the free resources in the show notes or head directly to jennawebart.com. Thanks for listening, following, and dropping a 5-star written review. I am cheering you on every step of the way. I'll catch you right here next week.